From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, former President Trump is questioning Vice President Kamala Harris's racial identity in a combative appearance at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago Wednesday. Trump claimed he didn't know Harris was black, falsely claiming she switched her racial identity from Indian to black.
Didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black.
Harris immediately seized on Trump's words, calling it the same old show from the former president of divisiveness and disrespect. Polls have shown the presidential race tightening between Harris and Trump. Harris is the daughter of a Jamaican father and an Indian mother. As an undergraduate, Harris attended Howard University, one of the nation's most prominent historically black colleges and universities. And as a U.S. senator, she was a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Wall Street Journal reporter and Princeton native Evan Gershkovich and American Paul Whelan will be released by Russia in a prisoner swap with the U.S. and other countries. Gershkovich was sentenced to 16 years in prison by Russia after being found guilty of espionage. The Wall Street Journal and the U.S. government have said he was wrongfully in prison. Whelan has been in Russian custody since 2018, sentenced to more than two decades on espionage charges. The swap reportedly involves two Russian spies who posed as Argentinian citizens and were arrested in Slovenia in 2022. The two men could be back in the U.S. as soon as today. A pilot survived a plane crash in South Jersey when he parachuted from his crippled aircraft shortly before it went down in Galloway Township Wednesday afternoon. The single engine is registered to a company in West Palm Beach, Florida. It went down in a wooded area near Atlantic City International Airport. The pilot safely landed and was not harmed. The FAA now investigating. There is a fare increase on the way for a historic mode of transportation in South Jersey.
Atlantic City jitney fares are going up in mid-August by 50 cents each to $3 a fare. Frequent rider tickets will edge up a quarter to $2.25. Seniors 62 and older can still pay just 75 cents a fare if tickets are bought in advance 10 at a time. Jitney buses and AC date back to 1915. The Jitney Association is made up of 190 individual owner-operated vehicles that run 24 hours a day. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
You can download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. August begins with a heat advisory in effect. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Temperatures today are running about 10 degrees above seasonal normal, soaring into the 90s. A heat advisory in effect for almost the entire state as the heat index exceeds 100 in spots. Take care of yourself, dress for the heat, take frequent breaks, and stay extra hydrated. Highs in the lower to mid 90s today with lots of hazy sunshine. A few clouds tonight, then we could see an isolated shower. Definitely steamy overnight. Lows only fall into the mid 70s. Tomorrow, 90 to 95 with a mix of clouds and sun. Chance of a shower popping up at any time tomorrow. The best chance for a wave of scattered thunderstorms will be tomorrow night. The weekend still really humid and hot, mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms around Saturday. Highs will be around 90. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Somerville is 83, Asbury Park is 86, Woodbury is 86. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. AC units struggling to last the summer? Get a brand new energy efficient AC unit installed quickly with no money down, 0% interest financing. Plus, call now and save $1,000. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.